Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner back from assignment.
Hey, what up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. My name is the Chile. We got the People's Champ.
Yes, sir.
And what do you call him, Mr. What?
Mrs. Aragoose.
Oh, Mrs. Aragoose back from assignment.
Mrs. Aragoose back.
Before we ask him about how everything went, let's pop open that.
Hello.
People's Champ beer, yeah, man. Yes, Lord have mercy, man. Let me tell you.
Available at all Kroger specs, HEB, and other select locations while supplies last. It is seasonal. We are almost sold out. When it's sold out, you got to wait till next year or come by 8th Wonder Brewery and get it
drink. On tap.
Hold on.
On tap.
Goo, man, what's going on, man? How'd it go, man?
Man, it was great, man. The wedding was everything I could have dreamed of. It was beautiful.
Did you cry?
We had a good time. Huh?
Did you cry whenever you...
Nah, I didn't. I was emotional, yeah, but I didn't cry. I thought I was.
No tears or nothing?
It was sweat.
Nah, man, I ain't...
Sweat.
Nah, man. Yeah, but you know what? I think I might have, because when she was coming down the aisle, right?
Yeah.
What ended up happening was her uncle gave her away.
What ended up happening was some air blew in my eye, and I got some dust in my eye, so
some
I don't...
Sand.
No. But when... So he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
And so they had he had the electric scooter.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was going to be able to come down.
Was it on the beach?
It was on the beach.
So they had to put like a...
plywood
or something?
Yeah, like, yeah, it wasn't like plywood. It was like a mesh rug looking thing.
Okay.
They were pretty big, though. It was probably about 20 of them.
Oh, so he could make it through.
Oh, yeah.
It looked nice, though. It looked like they had it like... Like, because when we did the rehearsal, there was no floor. It was just sand.
Yeah.
But when the wedding was there, I was surprised, like, oh, snap. How did...
Yeah, because they drew a line in the sand and said, walk like this. And I'm like, man, it's going to be...
Drew a sand?
Yeah.
Yeah, drew a line on the sand and said, walk right here.
They said, walk like an MG chain.
But when it was time for the wedding, though, it was nice, though. It looked like it had been installed. Like, it was like a permanent part of the construction there at the resort. It was nice.
I seen some of the pictures, man. They were pretty dope, man.
Cool.
You seem happy, man. I'm glad
I was,
for you, man.
I had a good time. I had all my family and my friends were there. Yeah. Paul cried.
I gave a speech. Yeah,
you had to do the best man speech?
Yeah, I was nervous, man. I was crying a little bit. I was just like, my hand, hey, no lie, when I was giving that speech, my hand was shaking like a motherfucker. I was holding my phone, kind of reading it off my phone.
Yeah.
And anytime I ever give any speech, no matter what it's for, big or small, if it's a small speech, a big speech, if it's just, no matter what it is, if it's just a thank you to my friends and family for coming over to watch Monday Night Football, so I'm like, I always be nervous, man. No matter how many people are there, I'm always nervous. So I was like, staring at my phone. It was like, man, I'm supposed to give, you know, you give a speech, you're supposed to give, make eye contact. Well, I was staring at their phone and my hand was shaking. I was like, damn, my hand
he did
shaking.
Good though. He gave a really good speech. Yeah,
bro, I'm gonna tell you speech, I still get to that way whenever, like, I have to talk in public and everything.
But that's crazy,
you get
though.
Nervous even though you do it all the time,
right?
But
I
think this one had more meaning for you. That's why it was you're like, I don't want to mess up.
Yeah,
you
know? I started off with a joke. I told everybody, you know, that I always thought I was gonna be Mrs. Aragoose.
he said that real.
You know, you gotta lighten it up a little bit, man. Lighten the mood. It's all in fun, all love, all respect, you know?
But that's awesome, fun, though, bro. We rented a yacht.
Yeah,
out there on that water, man. That shit,
this boy was
balling. I overslept the yacht, man. I hate I missed it, man. It looks so beautiful.
Yeah,
bro.
We had a 90-passenger yacht. It was like 60 of us. That shit was.
Whoa, hold up, man,
wild, bro.
You lying, man? You Mexican?
Nah,
and you
bro,
say
I got six,
you had a 90 people. You know, 150 gonna show up.
Hey, half of them couldn't get over there. They ain't wanna get stuck. They ain't wanna get kept.
There was a one way ticket, huh?
Hey, they already knew. They
tried to book
there.
And said, no, not round trip. Just get you one way.
See, now they know that you really didn't want them to go to the fucking wedding.
hey, Goo, man, let me ask you about this, because I experienced this, and even with your wedding, like, I seen this too, like, secondhand. Did you get a lot of people like, man, it's fucked up y'all out there without me, when, like, people acting like they, like, you were supposed to book their flight and shit? Like, you supposed to fly them out there?
I mean, I had some people hit me like, damn, if you'd have told me, I would have went. But here was my thing, right? The people... They got the invitation to the wedding.
Yeah.
We made sure that it was all the people that came to my engagement party.
Yeah.
Because I figured, well, shit, if you couldn't come to my engagement party in Houston, why the hell would I think you're going to want to come to Mexico?
Plus, you
know what I'm saying? Right. And this is not, although we all did get a good vacation out of it, the purpose of this trip is not a selfish for me. So if someone's thinking like, oh, hell yeah, I'm trying to go to Cancun, I'm gonna bring me a bitch out there, I'm gonna do this and it, like, nah, that's not what this is. This is the most important day. You know, this is a wedding. This is a union of two families. You know, this is a real important day. It's not for selfish. So, you know, I completely agree with that. And I can see where some people would be like, hell yeah, I'm gonna come out there like they coming for a good time.
Yeah.
This isn't a boys' trip, boys' night out, hanging, you know, this is.
Bro, because I ain't a lot of, but we had fun. Like when we first got there, like you got there because Paul actually got there before me,
bro. For real,
he literally got there before I was there. Yeah, Paul got there before me.
See, because Paul, he didn't go cheap like you. You went through Soul Plane Airlines.
Nah,
you
know what I'm saying? Bro, we had 40 people on our flight,
dude. That's crazy. All family members,
all family and friends.
Like the whole flight down there was all.
The whole flight was all like people going to the wedding.
But you know what's funny? That's like a memory that you'll always have with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, like every moment leading to that week of, you know, it's going to be like a moment that you remember.
Because look, so that Thursday we chilled and we all went out to eat that evening.
Yeah. Y'all were in Mexico already, right?
Yeah. Like when we got out there. Okay. Yeah. So we got out there Thursday. So then Friday, we all went to the boat.
Okay.
Well, except for those who overslept. And then they went.
Over smoked, you mean?
Nah, bro, that shit out there was trash, I heard.
You sleeping with your shirt on, man.
Yeah, man.
Sleeping shirt off. That's why you coughing, man. Catching cold.
But bro, we had an all-white party that night. So we came back from the
boat. It was live, too, bro. You would not have thought we was, like, in Mexico.
No,
you would have thought
at all.
Maybe
look at the pictures. Like you see the all-white photos and shit.
You thought it was a pool party at Clay or something.
Yeah, man. It looked dope, man.
It was fun, man. It was fun. But, needless to say, I mean, I had a lot of fun. And everybody kept asking me, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And it took me until, like, 2 hours before my wedding where I was like, man, I'm not nervous. Right? And then I was like, so I start thinking, what makes people nervous, right? So, like, for me, I get nervous if I'm unprepared for something or if I'm unsure or... You know, something can make you nervous. Like, Paul got nervous because he was giving the speech. He was like, damn, I don't want to fuck up. I don't want this, that. But me, I didn't have no feeling of nervousness. So that's why I knew, like, yeah, I was 100% ready. There was no doubt in my mind. It was never a time I was like, fuck, yeah, this.
Yeah.
And my boy took a shot with me before.
Okay.
Me and Paul, we took a shot. Like, man, we got to take a shot. The place had already closed, like the little bar place. It was like, nah, come on, man.
I don't really drink, but I was like,
yeah, he doesn't drink.
Goo was so like, shit, I'm going to shot, man. Hey, Goo going to take a shot for you? Hey, I got to take a shot with you. And it was just you taking a shot. I was like, hell no, nah, y'all not going to let you take the shot by yourself.
Yeah.
So it was dope, man. We had a good time, though. All in all, man, it was a great time. Everybody went down there. Paul actually got to, some people like, man, Paul got to live at a resort and go see the, what is it called? The cenotas?
Yeah. We went to the cenotas. It's like underwater caves.
Oh, okay.
That was, man, beautiful, bro. Like, the water was so cold, but it wasn't like freezing cold, but it was
nice
freezing cold. Like, it was freezing cold, but it wasn't like unbearable, what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was definitely cold, but it wasn't unbearable. But, you know, for me, I travel all the time. I don't exercise a lot. I do put a lot of, you know, just toxic poisons in my body all the time, just from eating or whatever, drinking or whatever. No, but I do say, man, it was very relaxing being underwater, the water being so cold. And, you know, they got all type of historical, quote unquote, magical, you know, the cenotes were made from asteroids, you know, shit like that. And they collected rainwater, all kind of stuff. So they have all this, you know, these theories and history of legends and myths of, you know, these places that are like empowering. Like we went to the Mayan ruins, same thing. We went to the Tulum, to the Mayan ruins, where, you know, to the wind god type of stuff. I don't know, man. I kind of halfway know half of the stuff we went to.
You know what? I actually know why the water is so cold. Well, just that weekend, the Iceman was there.
Iceman, baby. It wasn't cold in my section. I was pissing all in there, mother. They was like, if you have sunscreen on, would you wash it off? Because we're trying to keep the cenotes clean. And
don't you supposed to pray or something before you went in?
I did. I don't don't know, but I did pray. I did see a little bench, and I got on my knees and prayed. I was like, man, I'm going to get this full experience. I'm damn sure he is going to pray. Yep. But I tell you what, though, I didn't wash off my sunscreen. We looked at each other like, shit, I ain't washing shit off.
Then the prayer ain't going to work.
Yeah, but, yeah, maybe I ain't get the full experience because I ain't wash off the sunscreen. But what? I was like, man, I'm not going to get burnt up. But it is underwater caves, so, you know, it's not like sunlight.
I would be scared, especially after what happened, like, in what was it with them
in
little...
Chile.
Yeah, no, was it with them Chile? Little... No, like in...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Taiwan or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it was
I'm sorry,
Yeah, with them little, little kids.
The soccer team.
Yeah, I would have been scared. I would have been like,
Elon Musk got the rocket already, so we good. Nah, but you right. You know, no question, bro. There was a lot of fear. You know, there was fear when I was in there. And, you know, stalactites, stalagmite, I don't know the difference. The ones that hang down, like where you swimming underwater in a cave, and it's like almost all through the cave, there's still air, too. So you can just, you know, come up and breathe. But and also, while you're there, you can pretty much reach up and grab the stalactite, stalagmite, whatever's hanging down. But the dude said, hey, these things take hundreds or thousands of years or whatever long. They take years to make, but they are easy to break off, real easy to break off. So please don't hold on. So, you know, you think about that like, well, shit, you might be grabbing onto something and then have, you know, half the cave fall in.
Drowning that shit.
Right.
Dude, I'm grabbing that.
Because they seem like they're very sharp.
Yeah, they're very sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would have been scared hell no, man.
It was dope, bro. We went to the Mayan ruins. It was crazy, too, it's always amazing to me to be in different places around the world and get recognized. So being at Tulum, at the Mayan ruins, and people recognizing me, coming, taking pictures, and this, like, it was like, you know, it's always amazing, man. So it's a great experience.
Notice how the one person that said that it was about goo made it about himself going to that.
Man,
dude.
No shit, you right? That? Damn, it sounded like he was on a personal vacation.
That's really why I left. We had a meet and greet over there. I didn't tell you about.
Oh, Mike Frost was with him. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Hey, it was all the white people that left, man. Isn't Nick's girl? She's Spanish or white?
She's white.
Oh, that's what it was.
What about Nick, though? What about Crystal? Hey. What about Mike's wife?
They were kidnapped.
Oh, that is true. But I bet y'all the one that planned the trip.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else too, man? When you got kids, they're always like, hey, bring me back something. And then you bring back all kind of shit. And they're like, okay, thanks. And they throw it away. They don't even want it. So, you know, I kind of be over bringing back a lot of, you know, souvenirs. But still, I be wanting to bring back something that's memorable. Like, you know, like I got this, you know, from this place. So we was out there. So I got a Texans poncho and the Lucha Libre. What's it called?
The mask.
The mask. Yeah, I got the Texans mask. I got two Texans mask and one Cowboys mask. But then I was gonna be it for Halloween, man, with all Texans out. But then I thought about it. I said, man, I know. I think my son might want this. So I said, hey, Will, man, I don't know if you gonna. If you don't want this, I want it. But I pulled it out. He got so happy. He put it on. He was so wired up. And then he started. That's why I said, okay, I got
two. Start missing tackles and jumping out.
And missing wide open. Yeah. But that's why I got two Texans and one Cowboys. We can wrestle each other type. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But it was live, man. That was going to be my Halloween costume. Now I got to come up with something else because my son for sure took it from me. He's like, no, that's all me, Dad. Man. That's all me. Yep, I want that.
You know what? Now, speaking of the Texans, man, big game went down this weekend, man. Texans and the Cowboys, of course.
It was a battle of the worst of the. So it was like the best of the worst teams won.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at it. Like, man, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, going in third quarter, I said, listen, this is terrible. Whoever wins this game, it's no shit I can even talk to a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. It's all day long.
Hey, it's like they call the tallest of the midgets. We the tallest of the midgets. Yeah, and then like my boy, and you know, we don't mean no offense by that too. But Max Kellerman said that it was the who knows, who cares bowl.
Yeah.
Like, because shit.
He hates all the time. Max Kellerman hates all the time.
But it was a lot of, you know, in Texas, the rivalry is big, even though, of course, it's kind of one-sided. Rights. It's still bragging rights to talk trash. You know, so you know, of course, we got bragging rights for the next few years till we play again.
Four years.
Four years.
Yeah, so shit, that'll be
that's
good.
The only
that'll
cool thing good. About it. But yeah. I was just like, yeah.
Man, I was just laughing at Fat Pimp, man.
Fat Pimp
was mad.
I'm tripping at what's his name? The Bill O'Brien is still a fucking coach.
Well, he just
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, man, I'll be happy when he's gone.
Bro, that, we need an offensive coordinator or something.
That red zone offense, we could not score.
Well, I don't know how you go into shotgun formation at the one. Pound the fucking ball in, like get a fullback in there. Right. Bro, they, I mean, shit, we were there three times, right?
Four
and scored 6 points.
Yeah. We got to score. We will not win a Super Bowl with field goals. But we got to score touchdowns. We need the field goals. We need the touchdowns, though.
I'm saying that the defense is improved a lot. That kept us in the game a lot.
Let me tell you, the defense looked hella good.
Yeah. I mean, if you see Clowney, he was being held all the time.
Watch, too, though.
Watch, they were merciless.
I don't know where the fuck he's at. I still ain't, man. I'm still wondering where the hell he's at.
Man, you know what? A lot of this, too, I seen Clowney and Watt, I seen both of them miss sacks.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like they scared of the penalties. Like, you know, this week we seen a lot of missed sacks, but it looked like they just scared of the penalties.
Well, there was one of J.J. Watt grabbed him.
Right. Yeah. And he kind of shook free.
If he would have grabbed him, they probably would have caught a horse collar.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he let him go.
On Dak.
Bro, but Dak was, man, I don't know why it seemed like these quarterbacks just get super mobile against us and make these dramatic. Like, the 41-yard pass he made when he got out of that shit. But, boy, D-Hop, the monster.
Man,
D-Hop, QT. Was that?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce his name? Because they pronounced it. I've heard it twice. QT?
QT, yeah.
And what's his name? He came up missing yesterday, too.
The tight end? The rookie tight end?
No, not the rookie tight end. The other receiver.
Fuller.
What's his name? Fuller.
Yeah, but they had him blocked the whole time.
Oh, they did?
They did not get him.
I'm blocking D-Hop.
D-Hop, though, that play that won the game in overtime?
Yeah.
That was a hell of a play.
Wait. Let me talk about the ones. Sports Center replay I saw.
Yeah, the one play
I was like, Paul, you watching the game? Man, you know, like football, man. Fuck the Texans.
There was no football.
Man, but I'm going to tell you, man, it was a big weekend, like sports weekend for like Houston.
Yeah, it was.
Like, first, it started off Thursday by U of H.
They beat Tulsa.
Yeah, so that was a
Bro, I looked up. Them motherfuckers was down. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, it was like 41 to whatever. Yeah. I was like, God damn, what the fuck happened?
I watched it over here on TV, but I didn't even pay attention later on after the game. The next day, I looked at my DMs, and Coach Applewhite had DM'd me, asked me if we wanted to come to the game.
Just lied in the DM.
Man.
Like going down in the DM.
I missed it. It didn't go down. I missed it. I missed out.
He's like, hey, Paul Wall, baby. Said,
hey.
The Apple man calling the carrots man. But see, that happened.
Apple, that's a hell of a caption. Apple and carrots.
Yeah, apple and carrots together. Again.
Apple white and carrot white.
and you know what's crazy is that, okay, so that happened on Thursday. Friday, Astros played.
Yep, and won.
And won.
Yeah, Friday.
Bregman, what's up?
Yeah.
Big Daddy Bregman.
Saturday.
Went off.
Yeah, he did. He's the one that hit the winning home run, right?
Boy, you seen the swag in the post-conference interview, too. And I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, it seemed like after the game was over, they popping bottles and they cracking them people's champ beers or something. They getting it in.
They were getting it in.
But I'm going to tell you something, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Bregman was the epitome of, like, what hard work, you know, because, like, I follow a lot of baseball sites, and there's one site called DST, and that's where he trains at.
Okay.
Man, that motherfucker was in that goddamn gym every day, bro.
Paul, weren't you working? Did you go work out with him one day?
I mean, I don't want to say I worked out with him. We were there to, you know, I went, I wasn't doing what he was doing, though. I was throwing up in the corner, and he was laughing going on to the next 20 stations while I'm still on the first station.
Let me just say this.
We did go work out together, but
I'm going to say this, though. That motherfucker worked his ass off, and it's showing.
Hell yeah.
Paul was throwing up and stretching.
Yeah, I'm stretching. I'm throwing up on there like, damn, we still stretching.
Paul walked in and seen the weight. And threw up.
Yeah.
He saw a treadmill.
Started sweating.
The treadmill started moving. He was like, ugh.
But you know what? That is true what you say about him, because I remember when they first got him, the Astros got him, they said, oh, we got this little guy from LSU. And you looked at him, he wasn't that big. He was a little small coming out of college. So people were like, kind of like writing him off, like, oh, this dude ain't going to last for long. And then he started just. Hitting.
He's the fucking man.
Man, that motherfucker, he's
dope.
Good.
That's dope, man. I mean,
he's good.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, and so speaking of Astros, they just won their series. So we're moving on to the ALDS.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was like a perfect weekend. Every sports, like UT won. I think A&M won.
Hold on, UT. UT beat them, and it's crazy. Wow, Coach Stoops got fired because of the for UT to win. You know, of course, the defensive coordinator Coach Stoops for OU. You know that's a classic rivalry, and OU they ranked team. UT was ranked
Stoops
too.
Stoops
got fired because of this win. Yeah, and now UT is back in the top 10.
No, but he's not Bob Stoops. You're thinking of the old head coach.
Okay.
This is it might be like his brother or his son.
Yeah, I'm not a UT fan.
Now you're not a UT fan?
Nah, I don't like UT. I used to like him.
I've always liked
UT.
Mike Stoops, yeah, that's who he was.
I used to like UT.
Yeah.
I've never liked A&M.
I mean, you know, I support like Paul and I were talking about it the other day.
I like Notre Dame.
We support. You probably like the Sandusky ones. Okay. Penn State. You probably like Penn State, huh?
No.
That's like.
Yeah, Texas A&M did win. They beat Kentucky 20-14.
Yeah, they won.
So it was like a perfect. I think Texas Tech might have lost though. I think they might have lost. So I'm not sure, but it was perfect sports for Houston teams, you know, and Texas teams. So not for Dallas, but you know what, man, we happy about that. So a lot of crazy things, man, you know. Politics, of course, we're not going to get into politics because it's the same shit every day, man, you know. I stopped caring. Oh, McGregor, what y'all think of that fight?
Man? Oh, man. Listen, McGregor got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Two times. In the ring by old boy, and then his home. But bro, I'm gonna tell you something. One thing I do not like is how Dana White and them
protect
that little man. Let me tell you something. When the video came out, like the one I sent you, showed McGregor
the aggressive.
McGregor was climbing to try and go fight Khabib. Is that what his name? Or Khabib?
Khabib.
I don't know. I seen him on ESPN calling him Khabib. And I'm like,
he disrespected the shit out of him, bro.
Is it K Silent? I don't know. I've seen a lot of people call him Khabib. I don't know.
So the issue is that, remember when that whole trash can into the bus incident?
Yeah, with the dolly into the bus.
Okay, so that was when they were supposed to fight. Or they were setting up the press conference for something. And McGregor did that, and a couple people almost lost their lives.
They did end up getting hurt. Yeah, they did.
Like, and I know some of those fights, because some of those fighters that were in there couldn't even fight because they had glass and shit
in their eye, you know, and they could have died and stuff like that. So you know, that's how it started, and they don't like each other because of that. But then McGregor was, you know, being him, talking about his religion, about his mom and dad, and you know, and his beliefs. So, of course, this dude's going to be
country.
Upset. Yeah, his country.
He called his dad a terrorist.
Yeah, so, of course, this dude's going to get mad. And he's like, hey, man, you making fun of me.
He said his dad was one of the people who had something to do with 9/11 or some shit. I don't know. It's like all the type of shit you say. Like, okay, let me say this, man. I love the UFC. I love MMA. I like Strikeforce, Bellator, all of them.
Well, they're all UFC now.
Yeah. But, I mean, over the years, I've watched all, you know, I've been a fan of it.
Yeah.
Also, let me say this. To this day, and since I was a child, to this day, I've liked WWE. I really do like WWE. But I don't like when other sports or other things like the rap game, I don't like when it turns into the WWE.
Yeah.
I like the WWE for being that. So if you want to take it there, then Conor and Khabib, y'all take that to WWE. You know, same with the rap game, same with any other sport. I don't like when it turns into this spectacle. I like the trash talking a little bit, you know, whatever, And who am I? It's not my determination of where the line is drawn. But I'm just saying, like, when you going into the crowd, you doing all this extra shit and you fighting all this shit after the bell, to me, that's all WWE type of shit.
Well, he jumped over to go beat, because McGregor's, I think it was one of his jiu-jitsu coaches or boxing coaches.
Who is also a fighter as well. He's also a fighter.
Yeah.
He was talking shit to old boy. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so that's why he jumped into the crowd to go fight him. So that's what really happened. That went to fight him, and then everything just went to shits. Now, there's a video where they show that once he went there, McGregor tried to go. McGregor was trying to
chase
jump the cage,
him.
And then one of Khabib's
trainers was going back, jumping into the
no,
ring.
He jumped. He was trying to jump outside too from the ring, and then Connor
snuck him.
Yes, hit him a couple times, and then
pulled Connor back down and rushed him out.
Yeah, and that's when people from Khabib's corner jumped inside and started jumping McGregor. Now, I'm not cool with people jumping into the ring because really that's supposed to be the safe zone for the fighters.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
So totally now, agree. Now Khabib jumped outside. He's on his own.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's on
right.
his own. So I don't have, you know, and the thing like Goo was saying, I hate how they're making, Dana White is making McGregor the victim.
And immediately after this happened, everybody was making him the victim. Yeah.
But they had like a statement that Khabib said, he's like, why everybody talking mess about this and this? When this dude threw a trash can through the bus and almost
A dolly.
Yeah, a dolly and the windows broke and everything. People's lives almost were lost. And they don't report nothing about that. And, you know, he's gone to jail. He does this all the time. You know, talks about people's religions, about their backgrounds and everything. And that's all y'all are not talking about. But yet, I jump into the crowd, go defend myself for something that they were doing and saying to me, what happens? You know, I'm the bad guy now and everything. He was just, and he's right. Dana White is going to protect McGregor. And this is why I don't like McGregor. I don't like Dana White, because he did it with the Diaz brothers. You know, when Diaz beat McGregor the first time, he said, oh, you know, Conor's a hell of a fighter. He came up in weight and fought a guy that's bigger than him and all this shit. Then they said the second fight. And the second fight, it could have gone either way, but they gave it to McGregor. And then what do? They don't set the third match. They just, okay, McGregor beat him. Let's move on to the next fight.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's really 1-1.
Yeah. So he's really protecting him. And then, like I'm saying, they want the Diaz brothers, the oldest brother, I think, I don't know if it's Nick Diaz.
No. Nick and Nate.
Yeah, well, I think it's Nate Diaz, the oldest one. It's Nate, I think. He banned him from UFC. And he went to Bellator and won, became the champion in Bellator. And then when UFC bought Bellator, had no choice but to let Nate back in. But he still has some, like, he suspended him for smoking weed for like 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. But if he'd have been taking Oxycontins and all this other kind of shit, he'd have been cool.
Bones Jones.
That's crazy to me.
Bones Jones was in hit and runs. He caused a lady to lose her child while he was coked up and everything. And he still lets them fight for heavyweight titles and all this shit.
Yeah, it definitely seems like across the board.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to be fair.
Yeah, the rules apply different to different people, or they just, they interpret the rules differently for different situations. And I understand it's a business. I don't know what goes on the ins and outs. You know, a lot of it doesn't get reported. So maybe the other end of the spectrum, they are doing it. This is not getting reported. I don't know. But for sure, from how it looks on this end, it definitely looks like, you know, the rules are being in favor of McGregor in favor of certain people in certain instances. This doesn't seem like it's applied fairly across the board.
Because even after the fight press conference, when they asked Dana White, he's like, oh, I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. Conor is no longer here, and he refused to press charges on the people that jumped him. I was like, he's making Conor the victim, like trying to make him look like the good guy instead of the bad guy that he really,
right?
You know,
right.
There's one thing about being cocky and selling the fight, but this dude goes overboard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And literally, he got his ass beat. He got his ass beat.
I say, I do like some of the trash talking, but when you talk trash in a way that's going to affect the public and the fans, like the divisive type of stuff, like the racial type of stuff, or the,
he divided two countries at that
yeah, point. Like I don't like that, because it further goes into the fear and hatred that is in deep inside a lot of people already, and you're stirring that up to make money and to make a profit. Like, you're not stirring it up because you believe in this stuff. You're stirring it up only for the sole purpose
of
making money, getting views on pay-per-view and stuff like that. Like, I don't agree with that, because you're having such a large effect on the general public. You know what I'm saying? Because now people feel like it's one, the people you inspire, they feeling like it's cool for them to go out and publicly say things that are crazy, talk about other people's religions, or talk about their countries, or talk about people racially in a way that's insensitive or just offensive. Like these type of things, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. You need to draw the line sometimes, man, where it's not all about the money. Yeah, you want to promote the fight, but some things you can't say. Like, you don't want to call these, you talk about these people countries like that, like, because then, you know, it further further drives that fear, which very well sometimes leads to wars and other things. And we, you know, we just gotta, you know, we should, in my, just in my opinion, but I'm not a, I'm just a rapper. Who am I? I'm not a world leader or nothing. Hey, I don't know, but that's just my opinion. I feel like, you know, hey, I like the trash talking, but man, certain things you don't talk about, you know, because then it's bigger. Like when you talk about people, kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, family should be off limit, man. Family off limits right there, man. You shouldn't, you know, like if you have to use somebody's kids to sell a fight, then you ain't doing a good job at being a good fighter.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, for all we know, maybe after it was all said and done, Khabib and McGregor met up together when smoking cigars together, dapping each other up like, hey, we did it. It worked. You know, for all we know, they all in on it together, but it does not appear to be that way. It definitely appears like they got a genuine hatred for each other. Yeah. Of course, it was a great fight. A lot of people wanted to see Conor get his ass whooped, which happened. Now,
they got what they wanted.
We can't, of course, like all of us, we can't wait for part two. All the hype build up is definitely the foundation is laid for the part two. To, you know, whatever the punishments are, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? They definitely, in the UFC is definitely, they're on the ball where they pull the trigger on the part twos and all this. They're not waiting 5-10 years for the, they doing it right now. They gonna get on top of this right now.
No, well, they asked Dana, they said, hey, what are you gonna do? Cause he said, it's up to the Vegas Sports Authority Commission.
Well, first he said
it ain't gonna help that the governor was there.
They weren't gonna. He said that they were gonna.
Who cares about the governor? His ass got in there for free. You know,
Conor McGregor's wasn't supposed to get his held.
No, they're releasing his money, but they're holding Khabib's
purse. Khabib's money, because they said they might fine him and all that other BS.
Well, I think it's BS.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, when they're protecting, for whatever reason, McGregor.
Well, then that's why they even asked him, and then that's when, see, all the stuff that Dana was hinting at in the press conference, I think is him speaking to the commission by saying, hey, dude, he said, first of all, they got to get visas to get back into the country.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
He said, oh, well, we don't know what can happen because they got to get visas. Most of those people probably will never get visas to get back into the country because of what happened. It, right there, you are automatically pointing stuff out that people might not know or miss.
Right, right.
So you're already bringing attention to that.
They do have a lot of UFC fights in other countries, though.
They asked them about that. They said, okay, so let's say the Vegas doesn't give them a license or they can't get into the country. Will you be willing to have the fight in another country? And he was kind of like, oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. Because he's trying to avoid
He's trying to let it die down.
You don't want it.
For sure. He's waiting, man. Dana White is a very smart guy, man. So he's definitely going to, they say he's reactionary, but I mean, aren't we all? So, you know, we're going to see, he's waiting for this to die down. They're going to come out with a statement. They probably going to fine both of the fighters. Now that this video coming out that both of them did things they shouldn't have done, they probably both gonna be fine. He still want to fight, you know, whatever it is, what it is, you know, they might get suspended or some type of thing, like, which they, you know, they, like, you can't fight for 6 months or some type of shit like that, or, you know, they might even go so far as to strip him of the belt. But all of that at the end of the day just adds to more hype for the UFC. The UFC has stripped people of their belts all the time. They have it in their contract where you have to defend your belt, you can't sit on it. Like, I remember Dominic Cruz, he got stripped of his belt. He had to vacate it because of just him being injured, and he couldn't fight to defend it. So they were like, well, you gotta, and he went back and won it again. So this, you know, that they easily could take the belt away from him just to build up the hype for him to go back and win the belt again, you know. So this is what they do, the storyline. And a lot of the fighters, you know, once they're champions, they're champions. So yeah, true enough, they do want to be there. Who doesn't want to be the current champion? But, you know, them taking the belt away from him doesn't make him any less of a champion that he is. So I definitely, in my mind, I can see them taking away the belt from them. They fining both of the fighters. They suspend both of them for 6 months or some type of shit like that. And then that's basically it, and which is all basically just minor taps on the wrist. And then they're going to build up the hype for somebody else to win the belt again. Of course, Khabib going to go back and get the belt again. I feel like he's going to go back and win it again. They're going to be a Khabib-Conor part two. And they're going to, you know, we're going to, and probably maybe in another country, maybe that adds more of the hype to it. Nah, both of them, they couldn't even get visas to come back and fight in America. So we got to do it somewhere else. So, you know, I think that's just going to add to all of the hype of it just to sell it and make it bigger, a much bigger draw. They say it was the biggest fight in UFC history.
Oh, they say they broke records.
You know, part two is going to break even more records than that. So they, of course, this is all part of the hype buildup for it, you know, but, you know, Dana White is a very smart person. Shout out to Dana White, man. I definitely want some tickets to the part two, man. Hook your boy up, man. Hey, UFC showed me lots of love, man. I got to sit front row right there behind the judges table on a few different fights.
So you
big shouts out to the UFC, man.
Like, my thing to me is like, man, and people don't know, Dana White came from boxing. He was a boxer, like in the boxing, like big time and everything. So he left boxing because he says he hated all the BS, the corruption and everything. And that's what he said, that he's not going to let UFC become. In my eyes, I think he already did. But first of all the weigh-ins, the weigh-ins are nothing but a freaking show where people, you know.
It's just a publicity stunt to sell more tickets.
It's already like freaking,
pay-per-views.
But that's it's sad that that's what you have to do now.
To sell the fight, right?
You know who's doing that right now is Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. They're doing their little press run for their fight that's going down on November or December. But that's what they're doing. Every city they go to, they end up pushing each other and they want to fight each other. I'm like, dude, I'm already tired of that, man. I just want to see the fight.
Right.
I'm already interested because of Tyson Fury and Wilder. That should be a good fight. Anthony Joshua doesn't want to fight Deontay Wilder, so that's the next big heavyweight fight that I want to see. So, you know, it's crazy, but we got to, before we switch to whatever next, we going to go next.
We got
to
talk about the boy. I already know.
Yeah, man. The homie.
Beast.
Yep.
The Black Beast, straight from H-Town.
Derrick Lewis, man. Hey.
Congratulations.
Man, this dude is funny, dude.
I saw the replay. He was getting his ass kicked that
fight. The whole time, bro.
20 seconds. Was it 20 seconds he knocked him out?
Right to the, he waited to eight.
Man, let me tell you something. It looked like he played.
It was like, now or never.
It was like, he was just like, you know what? Fuck this. This is it. Because he measured the shit out of him, bro. That was a plan. All right, you know what?
Well, that's what they say. That's why he's gotten so popular and people like him.
His interview was funny as hell.
Not only is he entertaining, but his whole thing is like, people know that he's got knockout power. So that's why he's going to be looking for, that one knockout punch.
Oh, that's what he did too. Yeah. He knocked the shit out of
him. But the funny shit is, he's like, man, why are you taking off your shorts? He said, my balls are hot.
Man,
burning. My balls are burning.
I didn't understand that, but I didn't know what that was about. Shit. But hey.
You know, the whole interview was funny, man. So
I didn't know he was from Houston.
Yeah, well, he's originally from Louisiana, but then he lives here in Houston now.
What is he trains here?
Yeah, he trains out here in Houston and everything. He was over at the grand opening for HTX Tactical.
Really?
Yeah, he was there. He was there. So, you know, one of the crazy things about it is during the Harvey flood, he was helping people out with his truck because he had a lifted truck, you know. So he was helping people out. So, you know, the dude is funny. And, like, you know, he even said it, man, I need to sit my ass down and start working on my cardio.
Yeah, I heard when he asked him, like, what's next? He was like, man, I don't know, but shit.
Black ass needs to do
some
cardio.
Is that his longest fight? That he's gone or no?
Probably. I'm not too much on him because usually his fights, they end quick or they don't show him that much.
Oh, okay.
So this was like one of them, you know. The last three fights that he's had, they started to focus on him more.
Who's the heavyweight champ? In his weight class. Because I mean, he's like number one or something, the contender, right?
To be honest, he's number two.
He's number two?
He's number two, and the guy he was fighting was number five.
Oh, okay.
So it was crazy to see that number two was getting whooped. But he said it. He even said it, man. People say I have no heart.
He said, I got a lot of heart.
No, he got heart. He's just out of shape, and he even said it.
He knocked his ass. I know that dude, whoever he knocked out, I know his coach was like, man, you had 20 seconds to stay away from this motherfucker. Yeah,
but he had to go for them kicks, and that's when he got caught. But see, that's what I was sitting there telling my brother and my wife. I was like, hey, look, I will have so much respect for him if he gets knocked out trying to win the fight. You know what I'm saying? Then just sitting there taking a beating from that dude. And he went out and, dude, he knocked him out. So big ups to him, man. That's a big, big event. Ooh, man, that was crazy. Actually, that they were saying that's how they want to remember that UFC fight. For that fight right there with the Beast, the Black Beast. So it's pretty cool because he's making a name for himself. And the funny thing is, he even told Joe Rogan, he said, man, I don't know, maybe in 2 weeks I can come up to your show and smoke some weed with you.
I heard him say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know why though, right? Because the president of Tesla, that vehicle,
oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah. Elon Musk was on his show smoking weed with Joe Rogan. Mm. And it made like big time news. So that's why he even said it. He said, man, I don't know, man. Maybe in 2 weeks I can come up. I was like, hey, look, homie. Black Beast, you ain't gotta go to Joe Rogan to smoke some weed. You can come over here.
Yeah, come
Chile
on,
and
Chile
the champ.
And Chile, we got you.
Yeah, you know, Paul smoke with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Hey, one thing I gotta do, I gotta shout out Joe Rogan, man. He really, I really do enjoy watching the UFC and listening to him commentate.
Yeah, commentating is big time, man.
Man, he knows what he's talking about so much, and he picks things out like right there on the spot. And, you know, I just really do like enjoy watching the fights and listening to him commentate that shit, man. That, from day one, man, he be going in, man.
But he was like since day one, since the UFC started, you know, like he was interested into it. And, you know, he practices MMA and everything. So he's training and everything. So he knows.
He's like the John Madden of MMA.
Yeah.
Of the UFC. Where John Madden, you know, we got so used and accustomed to hearing him on Monday Night Football. Or whatever. Yeah, all of that. Like all those type of things. It's the same with Joe Rogan. Like when there's a tap out or when there's a knockout, someone's going in and you just hear him getting wired up, getting amped up. It gets you amped up. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was one of the guys. It was him and Daniel Cormier that was trying to calm down the fighters, like whenever Khabib jumped in the crowd,
right,
because Cormier trains with Khabib, and then I think Joe Rogan was just trying to like, because he knows him,
yeah, right.
So you know, I think that I saw him like saying, "Dude," but you know, like, do you think it was a black eye for the
not
sport?
At all.
I think it was one. It did wonders not for the sport because they went viral.
I think they're saying that. Like they being people of in the UFC, in the MMA industry, they are saying that to take kind of responsibility to say that they feel like it's a black eye. But I don't in no way, shape, or form feel like it's a black eye at all. This is a shining moment for the youth. This is something we ain't never going to forget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was the best thing that could have happened to me at the time because it seemed.
No, I don't agree with all the going into the crowd, all that, but I don't think it's a black eye. I don't think it's a black eye for their reputations. Now, the whole incident with throwing the dolly in the trash can, now that to me was more of a black eye because and part of it to me, like I say, it just seemed like the WWE. Part of that because it was in the tunnel, the backstage area of a stadium. You know how you see sometimes the WWE where somebody pulls up right there and then they start fighting backstage in the tunnel. It's just what it reminded me of. And it just reminded me. So this is separate because this is the fight, but it's all in one because it's all together. But no way was this a black eye for USC.
I was laughing because I read a tweet with somebody asked Mike Tyson about it. And Mike Tyson said, man, my fights outside of the ring weren't even that crazy. And then somebody replied to him, you bit a guy's ear off. I thought that was hilarious, man. But, you know, man, we just hope everybody's safe, man, you know, because at the end of the day, their families depend on them and everything. So, you know, man, like, hopefully everything will happen. Now we got to focus on the Bills. On next football game is the Texans play the Bills.
Let's get it.
And do we know who the Astros are playing next week?
We play the winner of the Red Sox or the Yankees. The winner out of those guys.
Ooh,
they're tied 1-1 right now, though, so.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to play the Yankees again, dude. I think the Yankees will be tougher than the Red Sox.
I don't think the way that they're playing anybody would be too tough.
Yeah.
I want us to play the Yankees because New York is where the world media is. So I want us to play them and beat them so that everybody in the world can see how badass the Astros are.
Man, I just want, honestly, man, I just want the LA Rams to lose, bro. You know, I got family. My brothers are in LA.
The Dodgers or the Rams?
The Rams. The LA Rams.
Oh, okay.
Because all they hear is like, we're 5-0, 5-0. I mean, they're playing good.
They're feeling good right now.
Yeah, they're feeling good. But I'm like, dude, I need somebody just to like knock them right in the mouth and be like, shit your ass down, boy.
They did good last year too, but you know, they definitely look a little better this year than they did last year as well. But we'll see how far it goes, and we'll see. You know, of course, when your team's winning, it's gonna bring out, or when the team, the city you live in is winning. If it's somewhere you're not from and you just live there, and then of course you're gonna kind of, people start kind of riding the bandwagon. So there's a lot of that going on, of course, in LA, because there's so many people that come to move there from all type of different places. Most of the people I know who are like from LA, they still are all Raiders fans, diehard Raider fans. They don't care about the Chargers or the Rams. Of course, they're happy the Rams are winning, but they don't care. Their team is still, they claim the Raiders as their team. Most of the people that I've come into contact with, a lot of the Rams and Chargers fans are, you know, they see the Chargers as still as being a San Diego team, so they not trying to root for that. And they see the Rams as, they just could care less. But of course they're happy they're winning, but you know, they care about the Raiders.
About to be gone anyway. They about to be in Vegas.
But see, that's even for them, Vegas is closer than the Bay is. So that to them, that's like Vegas, that's like the Raiders near coming home.
I don't think so.
They're building a jail in that stadium, bro. That's how bad the Raiders fans are.
Yeah, I heard about that. I thought it was a rumor at first.
But you know what? They got one now already, though.
Yeah, they have one now. But this one will have a judge and a jail in the stadium. So you'll get a rain right there. Like, pay the fine, sit out the rest of the game. So that's crazy, man.
You find 12 beers.
Yeah. You said you got to go.
You got to sit out two quarters.
Yeah. Hey, whatever happened with the Rockets? Did they end up getting old boy that they were going for?
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
It never happened. It never happened. He was supposed to go to the Heat. They had a the Timberwolves had a trade with the Heat, and it fell through in a couple of hours, like, before. So he's still stuck right now. I wish he would come to Rockets, man, because shit.
But if he comes home, to the Rockets, bro, it's going to be home. Crazy. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still not. But you know, I ain't believing in the Rockets until they make it to the finals or something. Because shit they put last year. I mean, it's been, I ain't going to say last year, it's been over the last couple of years. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not sure if we have the leadership to be a championship team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's a team. I mean, it's a team, and obviously we have a good chance to make the finals.
Well, we gave away a lot of defense, though.
Did we?
We gave away our two best defensive, two of our top three defensive players we gave away, or we let them go.
Oh, for what? To get Carmelo?
Yeah. For clear space to get Carmelo.
Shit.
I don't know. Him or Harden, neither one of them guys really play defense. Well, they're not known defensive guys, you know, so. Man, we'll give away Ariza and Luke. Shit.
Well, man, we just hope everything goes the right. Texans, two in a row. Two wins in a row.
They should be three. They should be 3-3, man. There's no way they should lose the Buffalo.
Yeah.
I don't think, anyway.
Well, I'm taking it what we have now. I'm stating facts. I'm not going ahead of myself. Because Miller's hurt. I don't know what the hell's up with him.
I mean, we had Blue
hit or miss, bro.
Yeah,
hit or miss is that's how I feel with Blue, man. I was like, but man, all right, man. So, well, Goo, welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Before we get out of here, anything you want to say? Any advice you want to give to anybody that's about to get married or anything?
Nah, I just got married. I've only been married for 10 days.
And you already?
I don't think I have an advice to give yet.
You already acting like an old man. Look, he's saying, oh, my back hurts. I can't walk.
Man, listen, my back's fucked off, man. My sciatic nerve is out of there.
Man, before, remember, he's all running. Oh, I run 3 miles every day.
Yeah, shit, I did. That's what happened. I stopped one fucking week. He got back on the treadmill. I'm in the treadmill for 7 minutes and like 32 seconds, and I felt something pull. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Couldn't walk the next morning.
It was that e-collar your wife got on your ass. I was like, get your ass over here. You ain't going nowhere. I'm going to whoop now.
I ain't got way to
go. I'm going to whoop.
Y'all making me sleepy with this bullshit.
See, I told you, he acting old already.
Y'all,
you know,
boring me.
The People's Champ beer is kicking in.
Yeah, man, you know. So make sure y'all go get the People's Champ beer. Thanks to everybody that's checking us out, you know, at ChileAndTheChamp.com, on social media, at ChileAndTheChamp, at Paul Wall, baby, at Goo_Hefner with two Fs, and at The Chile on everything. And we got some shirts and merchandise coming soon, so make sure y'all check in on the website, and then y'all be able to order them and buy them on there. You know what I'm saying? All right, anything else?
Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner. back from assignment.
Oh, Hefner.